Welcome to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores. My guest today is Texas A&M University Commerce women's golfer, Sarah Diaz.
The tee off.
Let's get right to it, Sarah. If you could, please tell us where you're from.
I was born in San Diego, California, and my mom's Mexican. And so after my brother, my sister were born, my parents said, well, we want to go to Mexico, and I want you to grow up with the culture, with the language. And we did, and so I actually lived there for 12 years. So that's where I'm from.
In the rough.
After living outside of the U.S. for 12 years, Diaz and her family decided to make San Antonio, Texas their home. But they encountered some trials and tribulations along the way.
The United States, like everybody says it, it is the land of opportunities. And so that's the reason why we came. But when we came, my dad was supposed to move with us. Unfortunately, because of his job situation and just the finances, he had to stay there. And I think those were one of the most difficult years of my life, just because my mom didn't know the language, wouldn't really fit in.
In the fairway.
While in San Antonio, Diaz fell in love with the game of golf. And it was that love for the game that led her to cross paths with a former three-time NBA champion.
His name is Bruce Bowen. He has certainly added to our lives because if you're an athlete, and if you're like me, you're wanting to win, you're having the desire to win, then you want to know what the champions are thinking. How do they train? How much time do they spend working out? How much time do they spend practicing? What is it that they do different than what we do? And so I've been working hard with him on the mental aspect of golf.
Hole in one.
Despite the language barrier, Diaz maintained a 4.0 GPA throughout high school, which made her an attractive prospect for multiple colleges. She ultimately decided on Texas A&M University Commerce.
I actually wanted to stay home. It'd be a lot cheaper and I'd be closer to my family. And I just happened to come across Commerce. I sent my scores to the golf coach and he became very interested. It's great. What they have to offer is that it is a community, so you basically live with all the people who are very interested in school. They want to do well, and that's really what I liked about it.
The 19th hole.
Diaz, who's scheduled to graduate in May of 2014, said that after graduation, she plans to pursue a career that combines business and her love of golf. This was Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.